Hello?
Hi, this is Patrick Kelso. I'm calling from Rent-A-Car. I was looking for Ken.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Ken, how are you? I believe you rented a car from us a week ago and dropped it off yesterday.
Yeah, I did. Is there a problem?
Well, no, not a problem, really. I'm just calling because there was a brown duffel bag left in the trunk, and I was thinking it was probably yours, so I was just calling to check.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Are you sure? Because you're the last one who rented the vehicle from us.
Nope, that's definitely not mine. I don't own a brown duffel bag.
Okay, that's too bad. Whoever owns this baby, man, they're going to be excited if I can ever find them.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Oh, I probably shouldn't tell you. It's not really any of your business, but I was looking through the contents of it, and there's just a lot of money inside. It's crazy.
Really?
I was hoping it would be yours. Yeah, I'm trying to find the owner, but I don't know.
Like, how much are we talking?
I'd say about $10,000. So it's a lot of money.
In a brown bag in a car that I was driving.
Yeah. You're sure that's not yours?
You found it just shortly after I dropped it off?
Yeah, it was in the trunk. That's why I assumed it's yours, but I guess it isn't. So I guess I'll go on my way and try to find whoever's.
It's possible. I mean, I'm not sure, but it's possible it could be my wife's duffel bag. I hadn't even thought about that. Matter of fact, I'm sure that's what it is. Yeah, I'm almost positive. Because she had the car in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. Does she usually carry around a lot of cash on her?
Well, we've been doing some renovations and stuff. I'm not sure. Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny, right? Seems like a lot. But, I'm sure that's what it is. I could come down and pick it up, and just, ID the bag if you want.
Okay, sure. So you think you could ID the bag?
Yeah. It's just a brown duffel bag, right?
Yeah, that's it. Okay,
yep.
Cool. That's good news. So any chance you can come down later this afternoon to pick it up?
Yeah, I could be around. Maybe after 4, probably.
Okay, that works for us. Cool. Before you come down, make sure you bring some ID, and the police will need to see those.
So the police are involved now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's obviously a lot of money, so we called the authorities, and when they opened it, they thought it might be drug money or something, so they were asking a lot of questions. I'm sure they'll have some questions for you. But if it's yours, it's all good, right? So... No worries.
No, that's good. I didn't know the police were involved. I don't want to get caught up in something that, if the police are there. So why don't I talk to my wife first and just make sure.
Oh, but you said it was your bag, though.
No. You know what? It's probably not. It's probably not my bag. And I'm not even sure my wife owns a brown bag, actually,
You just told me that it was yours.
Yeah, how women are, man. They're buying new purses and stuff every month. I can't keep track of everything.
Well,
she's constantly changing. But
so you're going back on it, saying that it's not your bag now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not. I mean, I'll ask her. I'll ask her, and if it is, I'll get back to you. Otherwise, I wouldn't worry about it.
Do you need to let you know that the police are actually recording this phone call, so they already heard you say it's your money?
No. We were just talking through it. I didn't say it was mine.
I'm pretty sure you said it was your wife's bag and that you were going to come pick it up.
No, just thought it might be. I mean, obviously, if it wasn't, I wasn't going to pick it up. I mean, obviously. But this doesn't sound like a situation I'm involved in.
You also said that your wife carries around a bunch of money for renovations. You can see how that kind of sounds shady, right? I'm sure any police officer that heard that is probably going to...
No. Dude, listen, really. Like I said, we did some work on the house.
Uh-huh.
My wife's in charge of the finances. But
you normally pay cash for that stuff, though?
You know what? I really don't think my budget is any of your guys' business. I do appreciate the call, but we're not involved here, and this is not my bag.
Right.
Okay?
You see how the police are probably going to be a little skeptical of your story now that you claim this bag. And
you
then...
know what? If you were straightforward with what you were asking and what you wanted to know, I'd have given you an answer. But all this, kind of roundabout questioning bullshit is not cool, all right? It's not my bag. It's not my money.
Huh.
And how I live my life's none of your business, okay?
Okay. Well, it's going to be the police's business, I think.
This conversation's over. And for the record, just for anyone who is listening, it's not my bag, it's not my money, and I don't do drugs, and I don't have any drug money.
Well, there's a lot of people listening right now. I could tell you that.
Good. Then I hope they all understand it really clearly.
Well, they do, because this is a prank phone call.
What do you mean by that?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your wife, Sarah, set you up.
What? Wait a minute. My wife told you to call me.
Yeah, she emailed us and wanted to do a prank on you. She wanted to see if you would try to take the cash. And you did try to take the cash.
No, it's not mine. I told you.
Oh, that's right. It's your wife's drug money.
Yes, it's absolutely her drug money. And she's going to prison for this.